Or what's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. The evidence is firm that Russia interfered with the November presidential election. That from the U.S. National Intelligence Director James Clapper, who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
This was a multifaceted campaign. So the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
Clapper said there's no way to tell whether the actions helped Donald Trump win, but many lawmakers, like Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer, are angered that Trump continues to doubt the findings.
Take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
Clapper joined National Security Agency Chief Mike Rogers and other senior officials Thursday in saying there was no way Moscow meddled in the election without the direct approval of Russia's senior most officials. Four African Americans have been charged with hate crimes in connection with a video broadcast live on Facebook that showed a mentally disabled white man being beaten and taunted, threatened with a knife, and then forced to drink from a toilet. The assault went on for hours until Chicago police found the disoriented victim walking along a street. The victims can be heard on the video using profanities against white people and against President-elect Donald Trump. You're listening to VOA News.